So when Donald Trump in the White House, in the Oval Office, said that expropriation without compensation was an issue that he was very unhappy about, one of the very bad things that he said were happening in South Africa, he was poo-pooed by just about everybody, certainly in that delegation, and from people back home. Much of the media said he didn't know what he was talking about. This wasn't something that was ever going to occur. Well, have I got news for you? Piet le Roux is the chief executive of SACA Liquor. We've got one on the table already, and it's a big one, Piet. How did you guys get involved in this farm, Driefontein, which is worth, well, tens of millions of rands?
We became aware initially back in 2018 that the city of Ekurhuleni had decided that it wants to have a test case for expropriation without compensation. It made some announcements. We had a look into it, but in 2018, they had not done so. And then recently, we checked in on the matter and we saw that this has now progressed and that they actually did expropriate, that they actually did offer zero compensation, and that the owners, of course, tried to, you know, do everything they can not to make a big story about this, just get market-related compensation. They were not even opposing the expropriation. They said if the city wants it and needs it, that's fine, but there has to be a market-related compensation. And when we checked into this, that's what we found. And so we had, for the last couple of weeks, just made sure of all the facts, had a look at the property itself, and I'm afraid to say, Alec, that this is where we are. The city of Ekurhuleni, it's east of Johannesburg, has expropriated property, development property, worth tens of millions of rand for zero. And it says that the compensation should be zero because it's in the public interest for social housing, and this cannot be allowed to stand.
So just explain why the owners of the property have now finally decided, and it's a 34-hectare site, so it's sizable. They were presumably wanting to develop it themselves. Why did they now decide to go public with this and by bringing you into the picture?
Well, the property was approved for development in 2018, and then some of the community members made appeals, and during that appeal process, the property was inexpropriated. So after that expropriation, there's no use pursuing the development. But the owners were intending to develop this for a housing project. And the city said urgently it wants to build social housing urgently. And it's 7 years after the initial news, and they still haven't built a single home on the property. The owners, I think it's, you know, the court records are public record. And so we had a look at the court records, and I think all business people really want to stay out of the news. So I don't think it's preferable for the owners that this has reached the news, but I'm afraid that this is the situation as it should be. And so that's why we decided to make this public. We announced it publicly. We informed the political parties. We informed trade representatives of the U.S. and others, because they have a vested interest in what's happening here with regard to expropriation without compensation. And we're alerting business organizations, and we have been since last week.
And what's the reaction been?
The weekend as the news broke, it's certainly been very, very much in the news. It's been the most read story on News 24, on Netwerk 24, the Afrikaans news, Business Days picked up. I've had some international media contact us. Because as you said in the beginning of this, at the beginning of this interview, Alec, the story was that expropriation without compensation in the public interest is a lot of noise. It's not happening in South Africa, and there's no intention to do expropriation on a wide scale for zero compensation. But Alec, the ANC itself has been saying for many years that they want to do it. They argued that this is the reason why they need to have a new expropriation act. Mzwandile Manyisa, the Ekurhuleni mayor at the time, who's now an ANC NEC member, that's the top leadership, is on record just earlier this year in the news, welcoming the new Expropriation Act, saying that no compensation will be paid, saying that it'll be for transformation reasons, for land reform reasons, and for social housing. And so the official record from the proponents of the act is that they want to use this for expropriation without compensation. And hopium is not a good idea. And I think too many people have wanted to believe that the ANC would never be as foolish as to do something like expropriation without compensation on a wide scale. But this is an example of precisely what we should have expected if we believed the ANC saying that saying it's doing what it wants to do.
You know, Pitt, in a way, if they were doing this with noble intent, you could almost understand it. I'm reading a book at the moment, and I would recommend everybody to get hold of it. It's called Malema. I'm going to put this on the screen, by Micah Reddy and Paulie van Wyk. And it's actually absolutely sickening. As you go through time after time after time, they use noble words, noble intentions, or supposedly, just to con the public or to perhaps solve their own consciences as they plunder. We know Kirilenko has got a big EFF involvement there as well. There's all kinds of smoke around there. Is the fact that it's Ukurileni where the EFF has got a significant participation in the in what goes forward there? Is this just a coincidence?
No, it's probably driven by the political dynamics in that municipality, but the issue will not be limited to Ekurhuleni. If Ekurhuleni gets away with this, it'll embolden, you know, the 200 other municipalities in the country and several hundred of other state entities to think that they can do the same. And that would be like a spark in a powder keg for all the municipalities leaning toward this to try and do the same. And any state entity. Alec, it's a very ideological issue. The cheapest way to expropriate land in South Africa, if you want to do it for a public purpose or in the public interest, is to pay market-related compensation. Because if you try and do it at under market-related compensation, you cause a chain reaction that'll ripple through savings, through investments, through property developments, through foreign controversies. And that's what we're seeing happening now. So the Ekurhuleni is actually opting for the most expensive way to expropriate, which is at below market value, and in this case, zero. So yes, it's Ekurhuleni, but it's ground zero for expropriation without compensation right now. And the expropriation has happened. We don't want to turn that around. But from Sakalicha's side, and at least from the core documents from the owner's side, what should be restored here is the null compensation decision should be overturned. It's not like null compensation is being threatened. Null compensation has actually been offered, and it now requires a multi-year court process with S senior counsel with millions of rands spent for this to be overturned. And this is what's so dangerous about the new Expropriation Act. This happened under the old Expropriation Act, so the owners still have some protections and they still have a pretty good case. But the new Expropriation Act makes it much harder even. So all new expropriation without compensation cases will be much more difficult to overturn.
So had this occurred today rather than in 2018, they might not be able to win in the courts. Is this what you're telling us?
Well, they'll have a more difficult time. Right now, it's a bit of a legal gray area because the new act has been sent into by the president, but I believe it's not yet in operation. So there are some technical regulations outstanding, which the Minister of, I believe, Public Works should promulgate. So it's a little bit of a gray area right now, but the more the legal act comes into the new expropriation act comes into operation, the more difficult it will be to defend for owners.
You said ideology, but the track record, again, I'm referring to that book and many others, suggests it's not ideology that's driving it. It's plunder that's driving it. It's another way to get your hands on somebody else's assets. Now, how does one fight that kind of deep rot within a society?
Yeah, like I think you're right by pointing out that ideology can't be the full story. I mean, if I had to spend a minute on it, I'd say there's ideology, which is when you don't care about reality enough, but just about your vision, that you're willing to let everything go to ruin just to see as some future vision realized. Now, of course, that won't be successful, but in this case, the ideology is based on land, the idea that land should be redistributed, that land should be, it's just staring yourself blind at land. And there is that element. But then there's also the element of plunder. In this case, it's hard to see who benefited yet because there's been not a single development on the property. And I don't think anybody has made any money out of it yet. So I'm not closing the door to plunder, but it's not. It doesn't seem like plunder is the prime motivator in this case, or nobody has benefited significantly yet. So both of those are probably playing a big role.
So what have the owners been doing with the land over the last 7 years? Now, given that the Ekurhuleni City Council actually, or the Metro actually owns these 34 hectares?
Well, for about 3 months after the expropriation, the owners at their own expense maintained security and, you know, some fencing and the rest on the property. But then since the property wasn't theirs anymore, remember this, they have not been the owners since 2019. They've just been trying to get compensation. The municipality has been the owner. And so their hands are tied. They're not actually even allowed to do anything on the property because it's not theirs. It's only a discussion about compensation right now.
But my point is, the owners being the Ekurhuleni Metro, what have they done with these 34 hectares since?
Nothing. I visited the property myself last week. There's some dumping on the property going on. But it's laying bare. Thankfully, there doesn't seem to be much illegal settlement going on the property, although I couldn't inspect all 34 hectares. And there are some bush and overgrowth on some parts of it. But it seems at this stage that the municipality has done zilch with the property. And that is after they so-called urgently needed it for social housing. But by now, if it was up to the original owners, they would probably have stood some houses. At least they were in the process of development. The municipality hasn't done a thing.
So take us through the process from here.
Next month in October, the court-directed mediation will take place. So the former owners and the new owner, the Ekurhuleni Metro, will have to have a court-directed mediation take place on 31 October. It's unlikely that that will yield a positive result. But in the case it does, then everybody will be grateful, I think, and market value will be restored. If that does not happen, an 18-day trial has already been set down for February next year. An 18-day trial with senior counsel on both sides of the equation here. That's a multi-million rand exercise. So the owners are already facing serious losses just for the years of delays, the legal costs, the opportunity costs, and so on. And then I suppose if the municipality really wants expropriation without compensation, it'll go to an appeal, because that process next year is in the High Court. Or the owners could appeal if they don't get market value for their property. And so we're still looking at years after that. And I think, Alec, this is why it's important yet again to mention that the new Expropriation Act makes so much of these problems easier to occur. And with the old protections in place, this has been a multi-year, multi-million rand legal process. With the new act, this will be a multi-year legal process with much less chance for the owners to actually get what they want. And that's why Saaklikha will be challenging the Expropriation Act. Our legal counsel is putting together the papers as we speak. And over the next few months, we aim currently to have this brought by the end of October. There may be some delays or some it may be brought forward depending on the matter. But we are very happy to be able to integrate the facts of this case into our constitutional challenge against the Expropriation Act, because it illustrates the shortcomings of the new Expropriation Act very clearly.
So let's just understand this in words of one syllable. There's a group of people, investors, who own 34 hectares. It's called Driefontein Farm Portion 406, which is in the East Rand of Gauteng in the Ekurhuleni Metro. They want to develop housing on this pretty valuable piece of land, which is worth what, roughly?
The municipal valuation roll itself is about 27 million rand, and the owners had been paying rates and taxes based on that valuation. In legal papers, they say that they think at the time of expropriation, the land was valued no less than 30 million. So they're asking the court to determine a market value above 30 million. They have obtained independent valuations as high as 64 million since the expropriation, and they are willing to accept a court decision anywhere from 30 million up based on market valuations and discussions in court.
So it's worth between 30 and 64 million rand. They have been tied up in court trying to keep it under the radar since 2018. And that presumably has also cost a pretty penny.
Yes, these are multi-year legal proceedings now. They try to negotiate, they try to threaten, they try to explain. They've had three court orders so far against the municipality with costs, just for simple things. Like, it took them a year to force the municipality to officially make an offer. That official offer was then 0 rand and 0 cents. But just to get the municipality to make an offer took them a year. And then just to get the municipality to sign the notes of pre-minute trials took them months and years after that. So it really illustrates the bad faith and lack of shame and self-respect on the side of state entities in cases of expropriation without compensation.
So let's just say that the voters of Ekurhuleni decide to have a different municipality or different government come the next election. Could this be reversed? Could it go away? Or is it so far down the line now that it's impossible for that to occur?
We can't speak for the owners, but I'm quite sure that there are always options for a settlement. And I think it would be a very good step just for the municipality to propose a market-related value based on independent valuations. And as far as I can see from the court papers, the owners would be willing to accept that, and that would be the end of the story. It's easy to settle, but the city of Ekurhuleni doesn't want to. It explicitly called this a test case.
So the voters of Ekurhuleni actually have this in their hands at the next election. They can decide if they want to continue with this clown show where their ratepayers' money are being used by people who have got malicious intent, according to all of the evidence that we have, or they can continue with the farce that is occurring by voting the same people back into power. It's one of these issues. I sometimes wish that Pravin Gordhan had been invincible and had still been with us, because he urged us to join the dots. If we join the dots here, it does appear as though the big losers are going to be the people of Ekurhuleni or the ratepayers.
Absolutely, Alec. This is a very bad sign for any development in Ekurhuleni, because you open any piece of land to expropriation based on political grounds. I'm reminded of a statement a few weeks back by MSC, that's a provincial executive, member of the Provincial Executive Council in Northwest, when we discussed the collapse in some of the towns there, when he, on televised news, said that he's not going to disband even the council of that collapsed municipality. He just wants national government to directly take over the municipality, because another election won't yield a different result. That's a very telling statement from a senior provincial executive of the Northwest. And Alec, well, his words are aptly here. If the voters just keep voting for the same council, then I think it's telling us that we have a structural political problem in South Africa, where the decisions about the design of governance is yielding time and again people who take very bad decisions for the flourishing of society. I don't have an answer for that yet, but it seems like we need to be alive to the possibility that we need to go beyond or outside of the state to balance the forces in society, because the voting mechanism seems to yield very damaging results.
Piet Leroux is the Chief Executive of SACA-Liga. I'm Alec Hogg from BizNews.com.